We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Perek Yavas. He says the following. Rav Chanina ben Daisa Oimer, famous Mishnah. Kol she yiras chet oi, koidemes l'chach masai. Anyone whose yiras chet precedes his wisdom, so his fear of sin precedes his wisdom, then chach masai miskemes, then his wisdom will endure. That means to say, the simple interpretation means, that if you are founded in your Yiras Shamayim, then your learning will now take on the context, will be learned in the context of that Yiras Shamayim, and that will endure. But if the wisdom is in a vacuum, and it's not founded in Yiras Shamayim, so it's not found in fear of heaven, it's just, you know, you're learning for the sake of intellectual pursuit, then in chachmasa mischemes, then the knowledge will not last. It will not endure. Okay? So this is kind of telling you that you got to learn in the context of Yiras Shamayim. It's got to be understood in the context of Yiras Shamayim that this is Hashem's Torah, and it's trying to, and it's helping me get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of learning, and that's what the context in which I have to be studying the Torah. However, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says over here a lesson which I think, having been through already a few prakim in his worldview, you'll understand what he's saying. He says the following. He says that, and we've mentioned this concept from Yisrael Salanta. He says that a person can never trust themselves 100%, and they have to be concerned that when a challenge comes, are they going to be prepared? So he says that when we say yiras chet o, so it's possessive, yiras chet o, his yiras chet is precedes his chokhma. Why does it say yira of his chet? It should say yiras chet in general, right? Kol she yiras chet, the fear of sin. Why does it say the fear of chet o, the fear of his sin? Why does the Mishnah say that? So he says because it's teaching us two things. Is number one, you have to have the Torah has to be in the context of fear of sin, of yiras chet. That means that you have to be studying with the hope that if you're ever challenged, if you're ever faced with a challenge of a certain aver coming your way, and you're faced with that challenge, I'm hoping to become better at that. You know, I'm in the middle of this conversation. Am I going to participate in this Lashon Hara? Am I going to look where I'm not supposed to? Am I going to eat what I'm not supposed to? Am I going to listen to what I'm not supposed to? So you know that these challenges are coming, and you're learning with the intention that this Torah is going to help my Yiras Chet, number one. So that's what it means. The Yiras, it's not so much the context, but it's also the focus. The focus of my Torah is the Yiras Chet that will come out of it. I want this to bring me to Yiras Chet, number one. That it should help me with any future chatoim that I may do. But it also is in the context of Yiras Chet Oy, fear of his sin. Meaning to say he also hopes that the Torah will help him deal with the sins that he's already done. So it means that there's two challenges a person has. One is, I don't know what's going to be. I may end up be faced with a challenge, and the Torah will help me deal with that challenge. But the other part is that I've already done things, and I already feel a little bit like tameh, or impure, or handicapped because of the things I've done. How am I going to get out of this hole? How am I going to climb out of this, so to speak? So the way to climb out is with the Torah as well. So he's saying is that the remez that's hinted to in the fact that the Mishnah says yiras chet oy, the fear of his sin. He's afraid that his sin is going to catch him again. So first he's afraid of the unknown challenge. He's also afraid of the stuff that he knows already. Yiras chet oy, his chet that he did already is coming and running, is chasing after him. So the Torah helps for both of those. Being engaged in Torah study helps for both of those fronts. Number one, it founds the person with the strength to be able to overcome a future challenge. And number two, it helps the person climb out of those things which his past meisim, his actions in the past, have kind of, made him feel. So that's what it means. So he says, V'ze yiras chet, shu yari me'achet shel yizgaber olav. V'gam yiras chet, oh, pirush chatov shekvar asa. The Rebbeinu, he did already. U'mevakesh lehinotzel. He wants to save himself. Aydei limud ha-Torah, by learning. Ki hu mikva Yisrael. Torah is like a mikvah. It purifies you from your previous things. V'amor sheba machzir lemutav. The light of the Torah will put you on the right path. Okay? And therefore, he says, learning in that way is learning with the right intention. That learning will endure. The learning that's done with the intention to perfect the person, that learning will endure. Okay? So when we're learning, we're supposed to be learning not just to, you know, to go through the motion of the intellectual pursuit, but we're also learning for the perfection that it brings to the person. Then that matches up with the end of the Mishnah where it says, "Hu ayomer kol shemaisav merubim mechachmasa, chachmasa miskayemes." If your actions are greater than your learning, then chachmasa miskayemes. Okay. Now, the here, what he means is if your actions are greater than your learning, that means how is that possible? How is it possible that your actions are more than what you ever studied? If you never studied the law, how could you act on it? Right? How could a person keep Shabbos if they never learned about Shabbos? Obviously, anything that you keep is because you studied it, right? Right? So how could you have a case of your actions are more than your Torah? So Rabbi Yoina says, is because sometimes a person can, if they accept upon themselves, they accept upon themselves that whatever it is that they will study, they will keep. Means I'm studying with an open mind. I'm not stuck in my ways, and I'm studying with an open mind. And if I come across something, they're like, hey, I never heard that before. That sounds interesting. Well, you know, maybe you're, you know, I never did it that way. Well, you know, okay, maybe it's time to change, right? The idea that you know, we shouldn't be stuck in our ways, and maybe some things which we'll learn are not going to be exactly what we think we're supposed to be doing, but we gotta be willing to embrace change. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're willing to say, whatever I learn, I'll keep, even though I may not necessarily, you know, be used to that, or I may not even know that I'm supposed to do it, but if I'm willing to accept anything which I'll learn, Rabbi Yehuda says it's like you kept it now. So, if let's say I didn't learn Hilchos Shabbos yet, now I'm learning Hilchos Tefillah. When I get to Hilchos Shabbos, though, whatever I learn in Hilchos Shabbos, I'll do my best to keep. You get rewarded for Hilchos Shabbos now or in, because it's as if you accept, it's as if you did it now. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And by the way, this is an excellent piece of advice coming up for Rosh Hashanah. Right? A person wants to make a Kabbalah. So what's the best Kabbalah you can make? What could you accept upon yourself? What you could accept upon yourself is that every day you will learn 2-3 minutes of halacha. And whatever I learn, I'll keep. So whatever you're going to learn in the whole upcoming year, you get rewarded for it now already. Because I'm gonna be willing to keep whatever it is that I'm gonna find out, whatever it is I'm gonna learn over the course of the year. I'm willing to change and willing to do it now. I may not be aware of it yet now. I don't even know it yet, but I'm willing to do it. Then I get the reward now. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's what it means that your chachma is greater than your, that your maisim, your actions, your deeds are greater than your chachma. You could have maisim which are greater than your chachma. Because if you even though you didn't do it yet, but since you're willing to do it, if you find out, then it's as if you did it. So it comes out, you don't even know about it yet, but it still get credit for as if you did it. So it comes out that your actions are greater than your knowledge. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says similar. He says that if someone's learning lishma, someone's learning for the, you know, with the proper mindset, that, you know, he hopes that the Torah will change him. And he hopes that the Torah will affect the way he behaves. So that person is learning lishma. That person is learning with the right mindset. He's learning with the right intentions. So that person, his chachma will endure, because you know what? He's learning lishma. He's learning for the right reason. He's learning the Torah, that the Torah should change him. And therefore, he's going to get, his chachma will endure. And that's his pshat in the Mishnah. Okay? Kosher chachmasa merubah mimaisav, ein chachmasai miskayemes. Okay? Now, okay, so now Rabbi does not speak about the next mission, but we're going to just read it quickly, and we'll start from his next comment next tomorrow. So Belozer, who are you, Aimer? Kosher racha brias noicha imenu, racha makom noicha imenu. If the people are pleased with you, then that's a sign that Hashem is pleased with you as well. Kosher ein racha brias noicha imenu, but if the people are not pleased with you, ein racha makom noicha imenu, then you could assume Hashem is not pleased with you either. So a good barometer to know, is Hashem happy with me or not, is look around how people think about you. If people are happy with you and people see that, this guy's a good guy or whatever, so that probably means Hashem is happy with you. Based on your behavior, whatever, people are always upset, then the problem is Hashem is also upset. So that's number one. Rav Doisa ben Harkinas Omer, Sheino shel Shachar, sleeping late in the morning, V'yayin shel Tzaraim, and drinking at night, V'sichas Yoladim, and childish chatter, Yeshivas Batei Knesiyas shel Amei Haaretz, and sitting together with people who are Amei Haaretz, who are not learned people, and just wasting time, take a person out of this world, because basically he's living in this world, but he's not taking advantage of his time here. So therefore, it's not really, it's not really worth living. Okay. And Rabbi Lozar Amoy Doyo, Amar Machalas Akotchim, Amar Mevazes Amoyadus. Somebody that is mechal al kachim, he's mevaze, he disgraces chol amoy, mal ben pnei chaver b'rabim, he embarrasses someone in public, v'amefer b'risa shalav ha-mavino, magal pa'am tar shalak ha-locha, ava b'shish mazim tar v'ayis, v'tamim ein l'chelet l'olam ha-bo. Okay? Fine. So we will learn, we'll continue tomorrow. But this is the story that he was saying over here was, 2 points, if you have to sum up. Number one is that the chachma lasts when it's being done. The main concept is that when we're studying Torah, it shouldn't just be for the intellectual pursuit. It's for the connection to Hashem that we receive, and it's for the fact that the Torah ultimately is there to perfect us, to change us, and that should be our mindset, our attitude when we're getting involved and getting engaged in learning Torah. Okay? So we'll pick it up tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.
Night.